And we turn now from the conflict in Iraq to news about its neighbor in Iran. Tomorrow, Iranian officials and nuclear weapons inspectors will discuss Iran's nuclear program. The United States says Iran is trying to build an atomic bomb, but Iran says its focus is producing energy. Iran is one of the three countries President Bush has described as being part of an axis of evil. And yesterday, in a major speech about democracy, the president again criticized the Iranian government.
The regime in Tehran must heed the democratic demands of the Iranian people or lose its last claim to legitimacy.
But some Iranians are wondering if the country is becoming too compliant to Western demands. Roxana Saberi reports from Tehran.
At a recent rally in Iran's capital, hundreds of hardliners claimed that reformists in their government had bowed to international demands.
Until our last breath, we will stand up for our standards. And to this end, a red line, our red line, will be our national interests, honor, and national power.
The demonstrators said other countries will seize what they believe is Iran's sovereign right to pursue nuclear technology. And they say a recent pledge Tehran made to outsiders over the country's nuclear program signals that Iran is surrendering that right. During a visit with three European foreign ministers last month, Iran had agreed it will sign up to stricter international inspections of its nuclear sites, including unannounced visits. It also pledged to temporarily suspend its uranium enrichment program, key demands of the UN's nuclear watchdog. But when you ask Iranians on the street for their views on this, some believe the agreement marks just the beginning of a long, likely bumpy road.
What's clear is that Iran has surrendered under international pressure, and we're losing a point to others.
I think that our leaders used good diplomacy. And no, we can't interpret it this way, that we have surrendered. And certainly our leaders took the country's security into account.
Hossein Havezian, an Iranian researcher of Middle Eastern studies, says both conservatives and reformists in the ruling Islamic regime have supported the agreement. But he says because the factions had different reasons for doing so, Iran's continuing cooperation with the agency is likely to face many obstacles.
The Iranian government has been able to diffuse international pressures, but it seems to be of a temporary nature. Reformists want to promote Iran's image abroad by complying with international rules. But conservatives just want to diffuse pressures on Iran for the time being. And if they can reverse the process, they will certainly do that. And there are many conservatives, both inside and outside the establishment, who want Iran to become a nuclear power. Overall, I think that it has made the Islamic Republic face its most critical and difficult challenge since its establishment in 1979.
Hardliners have been accused of blocking reformist efforts in recent years, and although reformists now hold Iran's presidency and dominate the parliament, many commentators expect them to lose both in upcoming elections. One test will be whether or not Iran will follow through with the requirements of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty's additional protocol, which would allow stricter inspections. Tehran had expressed concerns over whether or not inspectors would be able to visit any site they suspected of nuclear activity, sites like mosques or private residences. Indeed, some Iranians fear that if their regime does not adhere to international demands, they could end up like next-door Iraq. But when asked if Iran hopes to be exempt from these types of inspections, Abdullah Ramazanzadeh, the government spokesman, said his country does not have such expectations.
We announced that we will perform our duties within the framework of the additional protocol. If there's a certain case in the protocol, we'll perform it. If not, then we don't have anything else to say.
At the same time, Iran has indicated there are still a lot of ifs. Iran has said it will uphold its pledges if, as promised, its European partners will recognize its right to pursue peaceful nuclear energy and help with nuclear technology and supplies. The country's supreme leader, who has the final say on all state matters, has approved the agreement. But at the same time, he has pointed out, Iran would cancel if its European partners or world powers would start to ask for more. One of the Ayatollah's advisors, Ali Akbar Velayati, explained on Iran State TV that Iran's red line is that foreigners must not try to block Iran's path to peaceful nuclear energy.
The Islamic Republic is certainly resolved not to give up the nuclear technology that, with the efforts of our own faithful specialists, it has itself achieved.
The agency is now reviewing documents handed over by Iran about the country's nuclear activities. If the watchdog decides Tehran has not been complying, Iran could face diplomatic reprimands or economic sanctions. This has put Iran in a tight spot, squeezed by international pressure and a growing debate at home. I'm Roxana Saberi in Tehran.